Rivers, lakes, and waterfalls. Yosemite is also famous for its rivers, lakes, and waterfalls. There are 1,700 miles of streams in the park and more than 3,000 lakes. Melting snow fills them with water. Snow covers the mountains during the winter. The snow melts in the spring and forms streams. The streams run down from the mountaintops into rivers. A stream that flows into a larger river is called a tributary. In Yosemite, most of the streams are tributaries to the Tuolumne and Merced rivers. As the water flows down, it creates some of the world's highest waterfalls. Yosemite Falls is the highest waterfall in the United States. Feature box: the water cycle. The snow, the rivers, and the lakes in Yosemite are all part of the water cycle. Water from the Pacific Ocean evaporates into the air. Wind carries the moist air to the mountains. The air cools as it rises. When water vapor cools, it condenses. Then it falls as rain or snow. The rain or snow flows into rivers. The rivers carry the water back to the ocean, and the cycle continues. Captions: Lake Elizabeth is one of the mountain lakes. Bridal Veil Falls is one of the waterfalls that flows all year. The Merced River flows into Yosemite Valley over waterfalls. Vernal Falls and Nevada Falls are two of those waterfalls. The best time to see the waterfalls is in late May or early June. That is when they are filled with melted snow. Later in the summer, the waterfalls get much smaller. The lakes are also deepest in the spring and early summer, when they are filled with melted snow.